society.
Amen. 我们打开罗马书。
When they turn to the book of Romans,
第八章
chapter 8,
我们一同来读罗马书第八章
Romans chapter 8,
第三十一节开始。
Reading from verse number 31,
我们一直读到第三十三节。
Till 33.
三十一到三十三节。
31 to 33.
一同来读。一、二、三。既是这样，还有什么说的呢？上帝若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？上帝既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们呢？谁能控告上帝所拣选的人？有上帝称他们为义了，谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在上帝的右边，也替我们祈求。我们再读第三十二节、三十三节到三十四节，三三三十四，一、二、三。谁能控告上帝所拣选的人呢？有上帝称他们为义了，谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在上帝的右边，也替我们祈求。我们再次低头祷告，请李博士带领我们。
父神，当我们再次来到你面前时，我们感谢你，你赐下宝贵的话语，使我们从当中能够知道主你的心意，能够摸到主你的心。我们感谢你，求主今天晚上再一次的透过你的仆人本人正道向我们阐明，以致我们心向主打开，也正道进到我们的心里面，改变我们的生命，成为我们生活的指南。将祷告奉主耶稣的名，
阿门。我们上个礼拜思想到，既然上帝照他的旨意预定拣选了我们，
that God since according to his will he predestined us,
我们就应当靠着他而不必惧怕。
We then through him do not fear anymore,
因为我们蒙恩蒙召原是不配的。
Because the grace that we receive we are unworthy,
也就是说在我们这方面我们根本没有任何的条件足够让上帝拣选我们。
There is on our side there is no condition that qualify us to accept this grace.
而神的恩典是出于他的主权。
The grace coming from the sovereignty of God.
所以这里最大的题目是，那有什么可说的呢？
So here the greatest question is that what then can we say?
那有什么可说的？这个是大的最大的一个问号。
This is the biggest question that Paul has posed in this place.
有什么可以说的？这句话什么意思呢？
What then can we say? What does it mean?
没有人可以在神面前强辩。
No one can argue with God.
没有一个人可以指责上帝所做的不对。
No one can rebuild that God has done something wrong.
神绝对不可能做不对的事情。
Absolutely God cannot do something which is wrong.
如果神可能做不对的事情，
Is it possible that God will do something which is wrong?
那么神就不是神了。
Then God is not God at all.
神是最之所以是神。
God is God.
因为他是真理的本体。
Because he is the ontology of God.
他是智慧的本体。
He is also the substance of wisdom.
他也是这个主权的本体。
Also the substance of sovereignty.
所以这位施恩的上帝，
This God who give grace,
他的恩典虽然不根据于我们有什么理由或者什么条件，
Since his grace is not based upon our condition or our own reasoning,
他的恩典是根据他绝对的主权，
But that his grace is based upon his own sovereignty,
绝对永无错误的真理，
A one who is absolutely will not go wrong,
根据他完全的智慧，
His total wisdom,
这样有谁的智慧高过上帝呢？
Who then has a wisdom who is higher than God?
有谁的真理比神的真理更高？
Who then has a truth which is higher than God's truth?
因为神是真理的本体。
Because God is the substance of this truth itself.
神是智慧的本体。
God also is wisdom himself.
所以如果我们否认上帝拣选和预定我们是有理由的，
If we were to deny that the reason for God to predestine us to be saved,
我们等于否认上帝是有智慧。
It's equivalent to saying that God is not wise.
等于否认上帝是有主权。
And to deny that he had the sovereignty.
你一否认神的智慧同神的主权的时候，
Once you deny the sovereignty, the wisdom of God,
你就是否认神的本身。
Then you are denying God himself.
所以那些在神面前要强辩的人，
So those before the God, they want to argue against God,
整个骨子里面就是根本不信神的存在。
Then down even to their heart, which means they do not believe in God at all.
一个人要用他的言论与神争辩的时候，
Because when they want to use their word to argue with God,
更严格的说他自己认为他就是神。
Because which means they think that they themselves are God.
不合他意思的他都认为不是真理。
That which is not according to their own reasoning, they thought it's not true.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
今天的许多的 知识分子犯上这个毛病。
Do there a lot of this intellectual have this kind of wrong?
特别从十七世纪以后。
And ever since the 17th century.
自救历史把十七、十八世纪叫做启蒙时代。
In the history of thinking, they call this period as the Enlightenment.
或者德文叫做 Aufklärung.
The Enlightenment.
或者我们说叫做开明的世纪。
All the age that opened our minds.
在这个两个世纪的中间的。
Within these two centuries.
人类已经骄傲到超过历史上任何一个时期的傲慢。
Man is so arrogant as compared to any other ages.
人感到人自己已经成熟了。
Man thought that he is matured enough.
人不需要上帝。
He doesn't need God at all.
人不需要启示。
He doesn't need his revelation.
如果没有启示，那你的权威是根据什么呢？
If there's no revelation, where would you base in the authority of this authority?
启蒙世纪的权威就是理性。
The Enlightenment had the authority based on reason.
人有理性。
Men have a reasoning power.
我们可以靠自己的理性定夺一切的价值。
Through their own reasoning, they can judge all things.
凡是不合人的理性的。
Things that do not go according to human reasoning.
就不是真理。
It is not truth.
而这个理性时代这种绝对化自我的骄傲。
And this the reasoning age when it absolutizes our own arrogance.
又排斥了超自然。
It also has excluded the supernatural.
排斥了这个神迹。
And also has done away with miracles.
排斥了形上学。
Has done away with metaphysics.
所以我们的理性变成在物质封闭系统里面的奴仆。
So then our reasoning becomes the slave of the enclosed system of the metals.
这样的可怕的情形，直到差不多300年以后才完全瓦解下来。
This terrifying situation lasts for 300 years before it corrupts.
什么时候瓦解下来呢？
What about it totally collapsed?
就是后现代主义的哲学出现的时候。
Only when the philosophy of the postmodernism appears.
开始把整个理性绝对化的这种傲慢把它打垮下来。
So this arrogant coming from absoluteness of reasoning has now been collapsed.
我们重新注重到人有一些心灵方面是理性不能完全明白的事。
So begin to place emphasis on the aspect of the spirituality whereby this reasoning cannot satisfy.
所以保罗在这一段的圣经里面，
Paul in this passage,
他蕴藏着一个很重要的观念，
there's a hidden important concept,
就是人不可以用自己的理性与上帝强辩，
that man cannot through their own reasoning argue with God.
神也不愿意给我们的理性一切我们认为对的答案。
And God also will not give all answer which according to our own reasoning.
因为神的真理是超理性的。
Because God's truth transcends reasoning.
你超理性，我们常常以为是违背理性。
And to think which transcends reasoning, we thought is anti-reasoning.
所以许多知识分子常常把超理性跟背理性两样不同层次的东西等量齐观。
So many of the intellectuals will equalize this transrational and also the rational.
凡是我想不通的。
Think that I can understand.
就是不合理的。
It is not according to reason.
这句话是不是很骄傲的？
Is that proud?
你现在想不通，两年以后你可能想得通啊。
That you can understand now, maybe 2 years later you can.
所以你现在的理性在进度的中间。
So your reasoning now is in a process.
一个正在进度中间的就不是绝对的。
Think which in the process will not be absolute.
你怎么可能把在进度中间的东西把它绝对化呢？
How can you absolutize something which is in process?
那如果把这个进度中间非绝对的东西，非绝对的东西当作对上帝的审判的权威。
So something which is in process, how can you absolutize it become the authority to judge God?
今天这几分钟所讲的话语，
This thing which in the few minutes that I have spoken,
你需要再注意听两三次。
You must listen carefully for two more times.
明白里面的结构到底是什么。
So you know what's the structure within it.
所以圣经说世界上的哲学家在哪里。
And that's why the Bible says, where are the philosophers of the world?
世界上的智慧人在哪里。
Where are the wise people of the world?
如果我写一封信，
If I were to write a letter,
写到一半我不要把这个信继续，我把它撕破，我可以不可以啊？
Halfway I can, I don't understand it, I tell it, can I?
那我写第二次。
Then I read a second time.
写了第二次我感到又不大舒服，我再撕破它，可以不可以呢？
Not too good, I tell it again.
那我写第三次。
When I read a third time.
写第三次的我认为我要记的是第三次。
And I say I want to send the third one.
那么这封信继续的时候。
When I send this letter.
前面这两封被撕破对我发脾气，为什么你记他的不记我的？
These two letters I've torn, get angry with them. How come you send this one not me?
都是你写的。
You have written it.
为什么你撕掉这个？你记那个。
How can you tear away this one and send the other one?
我只能说我要记第三封 我把你第一封第二封撕掉，你要做什么？
I just say that I want to send a third one, but I don't want to send you and the other one. What can you do?
没有什么可以传的。
There's nothing to argue.
这是我的主权。
This is my sovereignty.
所以请你注意谈到预定论的时候。
So when I talk about predestination,
神的主权是最后的权威。
God's sovereignty is the final authority.
当神这么做的时候
，When God did that way,
我们不能说神没有理由。
We cannot say God has no reason.
神一定有他的理由。
Yes, God has his own reason.
这个理由不在我。
This reason is not within me.
这个理由在神那里。
It's with God.
上帝如果拣选唐崇荣
，If God have chosen Dr. Tong,
不是因为唐崇荣里面有什么资格可以给上帝拣选。
It is not because there is qualification within Dr. Tong that he be qualified.
上帝如果拣选我
，If God would have chosen me,
不是我里面有什么条件成为足够的理由让他拣选。
No, it is because in me there are some conditions which fulfilled his qualification.
那么主啊，你为什么拣选我呢
？God, why say you chose me?
上帝说，我不告诉你。
God, I won't tell you.
因为你里面没有理由
，because there's no reason in you，
你没有条件
，no condition，
你没有资格
，no qualification。
那我拣选你，因为我爱你
，but I choose you because I love you。
因为我的主权，我要拣选你
，because of my sovereignty I choose you。
我们没有话可以讲
，there's nothing to
argue。我们只能把荣耀归给他
，we can only but give glory to him。
这就是这段圣经的意思
，that's the meaning of this statement。
有什么可以说的
？What then can we say？
Nothing we can say。
我们不能够说什么了
？Nothing to say。
什么也没有的讲
，nothing can be our reason to debate with God。
我们也没有任何理由跟上帝辩驳
，we are not qualified。
我们不没有资格
，we are not reasonable。
我们也没有那个理性
to talk with the debate spirit with God。
来向神来辩论，
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
神的主权
God's sovereignty.
所以这里说有什么可以说的呢
What then can we say?
上帝既然爱我们到一个地步
That God has loved us so much.
甚至把他的儿子耶稣基督赐下来为我们死
That he given his son Jesus left to die for us.
那你还要讲什么呢
What can you say then?
这里用的是反面词
Here is a reverse question.
上帝既然不爱惜他的儿子
That God do not spare his son.
把他白白的赐给我们
And God also freely has given him to us.
上帝真的不爱惜他的儿子吗
Is it God doesn't live for his son?
不是的
No.
这是反面的一种文学的写照
It's a reverse way of expression.
就是爱我们爱到一个地步
He loves us in a state.
为了把我们拯救回来
In order that he wants to save us.
甘愿让他的儿子死在
So he wants his son to die even on the cross.
所以条件不在你在我。
So the condition doesn't lie with you.
条件跟理由在神那里。
The condition and reason is with God.
神不是没有代价的拯救我们。
But it is not without any price that God saved us.
神不是没有代价的拣选我们。
It is not without any price that God saved us.
神是付上他儿子的牺牲成为代价。
God had paid the price by sacrificing his own son.
把我们拯救回来。
So he saved us.
所以这样呢，万物跟基督。都赐给我们。
So then, all things in Christ have been given to us.
基督赐给我们以后
，After Christ has been given to us,
万有都要赐给我们。
And all things also were given to us.
这个跟第七章最后一段你们已经想过的事情。
We have already pondered on the seventh chapter, the last few verses.
有个有机性的关联。
There's an organic relationship.
万物一同叹息。劳苦等候得赎的日子来
All things groan together and then they want to wait for the day of redemption
全世界都等候得赎的日子
The whole world is waiting for the day of redemption
当人犯罪的时候
After man have sinned
必因人的罪而受咒诅
And the earth because of man has been cursed
全这个世界已经不像原先被造的那么完全那么美丽
So the world is not as beautiful and as perfect as when it was created the first
人犯罪以后
After man have sinned
刑罚不但临到人
When the judgment come to us
刑罚也临到了万物
They also come to all things in the world
万有一同劳苦叹息
So all things labor and groan together
等候的救赎的人
Waiting for the day of redemption
基督到世界上来
So when Christ come to the world
成为救主
And become our savior
要救赎他所爱的人
He redeem all that he loved
万有也因此一同被救赎
And all things together will be redeemed
所以这里说呢不是把他连万物也一同白白赐给我们
And that's why you see that freely graces have given him and all things to us
感谢上帝
Praise the God, the God
当你已经属于主以后呢
When you belong to God
人就要控告你
Man wants to accuse
特别是撒旦要控告你
Especially the one accused
我们上个礼拜提到撒旦有三大工作
And last week we point about three greater work of Satan
第一个工作是什么
The first
什么抵挡上帝
Going against God
第二个工作是什么
The second
试探世人
Tempting the world
第三个工作是什么
The third
控告圣徒
Bringing charges against saints
这三个工作要变本加厉执行出来
Those these are three aspects will be intensified
撒旦非常不甘愿人被救赎
Satan doesn't want us to be saved.
因为人被造的层次是比天使的层次更低的层次。
Because in the level of creation, we are lower than the angels.
天使比人更高。
Angels higher than man.
但当天使犯罪的时候
，But when angels sin,
上帝没有预备救恩。
God has not prepared salvation for them.
上帝没有救赎他们。
God has not redeemed them.
耶稣基督没有为犯罪堕落的天使而死。
Why Jesus did not die for the fallen angels?
但是人犯罪的时候
，But man sin,
上帝借着基督来赦免我们的罪。
God through Christ Jesus forgive our sins.
流血洗净我们的罪。
Shed His blood to cleanse our sins.
所以这样的撒旦看见。他犯罪没有救赎，而比他更低的人犯罪有救赎，他就非常的妒忌。
So when Satan see that he, when he sin, he is not a, have a salvation, but man who is lower than him sinned, and God has prepared salvation for them, he envy them.
所以他就更抵挡上帝。
And because of that, he go against God even more.
更引诱人犯罪。
And more than he want to tempt men to sin.
他就更控告圣
灵。And all the more he accuse sinners.
那么人的辩论、雄辩在神面前没有可取的。
But man's argument doesn't worth anything before God.
撒旦在神面前的控告也不得成。
So also Satan's accusation is not worth anything before God.
所以这里第三十一节告诉我们。
And that's why verse 31 it tells us.
谁能控告上帝所拣选的人呢
？Who then can bring charges on those that God has saved?
撒旦。
Satan.
撒旦专门控告。
Satan wants to bring charges.
控告圣徒。
To accuse the saints.
就是控告上帝所拣选的人。
To accuse the saved ones.
上帝啊。
God.
你看这个基督徒。
You see this Christian?
生活糊里糊涂。
He's a, doesn't lead a good life.
你看这个长老。
See this elder?
你看这个执事。
See this deacon?
他的行为乱七八糟。
His conduct is worse.
你看这个牧师。
See this pastor?
你看这个传道。
See this preacher?
他的生活没有见证。
His life has no testimony.
这样的人为什么你救他？
This kind of people, how can you save them?
撒旦在上帝面前控告我们。
So,Satan before God want to accuse us.
那么我问你
I want to ask you,
如果人家找我们的毛病
If people want to find our fault
有谁能站得住
Who can stand before God
没有一个圣徒是没有罪
No single sin has no sin
没有一个基督徒是没有软弱
No single Christian has no weaknesses
没有一个使徒是没有罪
No single apostle have no sin
保罗说在罪人中间我是个罪魁
Paul said among the origin I'm a champion
这不是说他比别人犯更多的罪
It doesn't mean they have seen more consequences to others
乃是他知道他自己的罪是很
But he knows that he has great sin indeed.
他的敏感很大的。
He's very sensitive.
所以加尔文说，一个圣徒绝对不是一个没有犯罪的。
And that's why John Calvin said that a saint is not the one who has no sin.
一个圣徒乃是一个对小罪有大敏感的人，才叫做圣徒。
But a saint to a very small sin has great sensitivity.
我们今天犯了许多大罪，我们没有觉悟。
Today we made big sins, but we don't realize.
我们还感到自己洋洋得意。
We thought they were good.
沾沾自喜。
We thought they were good.
比别人好。
We are better than others.
但人如果我们在很小的罪上都感到自己的亏欠你的灵性就有盼望
了 If upon small sins we are very sensitive then you have hope in the spirituality
所以如果有人要找你的把柄
If person want to find your fault
就吹毛求疵
Want to find your fault
我们每一个人都是毛病多得不得了
We have many faults
所以呢谁在上帝面前站立的
Who before God can stand firm
有一次马丁路德
There was one Martin Luther
见到一个异象
He saw a vision
撒旦来控告他
Satan coming to accuse him
他说你知道吗
Do you know
你有这个罪
You have this sin
你有这个罪 你有这个罪你有这个罪
Listen,
就一条一条列出来
one by one he wrote it.
整个桌子都列了马丁路德所犯的罪
So on the whole table is laid all the things they enlisted
马丁路德是德国人
Martin Luther is a German
是非常理直气壮的人
A one who is very bold and very upright
见义勇为的人
Very upright、
哦、这个人是个性暴躁激烈的人
And also he is a very bad temper
有时候他讲话做了基督徒讲的还是很粗的话语
And sometimes he used very coarse language
这是历史记载的事情
And regarding history
所以他有许多的毛病
He has many shortcomings
撒旦就来攻击他
So Satan came and accused him
你有这个毛病这个毛病这个毛病
You have this weakness that weakness
有没有有没有 Do you
have? Do you have?
马丁路德看到了都是真的事情
Martin Luther said all the facts
所以他完全不能否认
So he cannot deny
他真的说有
He said yes yes yes
有
yes
有
yes
有
yes
这些都是我的毛病。
These are all my shortcomings.
还还了又怎么样呢
？After that,
撒旦说：“像你这样的人，你还能侍奉上帝
？A person like you, how can you serve God?
你有这么多毛病的，你还可以侍奉上帝
？Yes, so many flaws, how can you serve God?
马丁路德不跟撒旦说话。
Martin Luther doesn't speak to
Satan. 他们拿一个红的笔来
，He take a red pen.
把整个所列出来的罪都画起来
，And all things he circled it.
然后他讲一句话
，And he say a statement.
靠着耶稣的宝血
，By the blood of Jesus Christ.
我已经得胜这些友谊了
，I've been victorious of all this.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
我们如果看自己呀、
啊、，If we look at ourselves,
我们真是一文不值。
Yes, it's not worthy.
我们一无好处。
No good things.
我们无善可陈的人。
There's no good points.
但是我们仰望耶稣基督。
But we look up to Jesus.
在基督的宝血里面。
In Jesus' blood.
赦免我们的罪。
He forgives our sins.
在圣灵的引导中间。
And with the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
还有使我们进到更完全的地步。
We go into more perfection.
在主的恩典里面。
In God's grace.
使我们做一个无瑕无疵的。
We become a blameless person.
我们今天有诸多过犯。
Today we are many sins.
有诸多的软弱。
Many shortcomings.
我们要靠着主的恩典站立起来。
By the grace of God we stand up.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
有谁可以控告上帝所拣选的人？
Who can bring justice against whom that God has chosen?
撒旦说我就是偏偏的控告上帝拣选。
And the Satan said, yes, I will accuse him.
那些还没有信主的人。
They who have not saved yet.
我不必控告他们。
I don't need to accuse them.
我只要引迫他们。
I can just tempt them.
带他们一同去
犯罪就可以了。
但是这些圣徒。
But the saints.
已经信了主。
They believe in Christ.
他们不能。不要犯罪。
They do not want to sin.
他们不愿意受试探。
They do not want to be tempted.
我很难拉他。
They've got to pull them.
我只能控告他们。
I can only bring justice against them.
所以当撒旦控告圣徒的时候。
When the Satan accuses the saints.
我们有什么依靠呢？
What to rely on?
我们凭着什么可以得胜呢？
Through what we can be
victorious. 这里告诉我们。
The Bible says.
有上帝已经拣选他们，称他们为义了。
That God has chosen them, God has justified them.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
称义不是对义人做的。
Justification is not some, it's not done to those who are righteous.
称义是对罪人做的。
Only but to justify the sinners.
耶稣基督说：“我来不是要招义人。”
Christ said, "I come not to call the righteous man."
我来乃是要招罪人。
I come to call the sinners.
叫他们做什么
？So that
做什么？你们不知道
？You don't know.
耶稣说：“我来招罪人做什么
？I come to call the sinners
for repentance.叫他们悔改。
So they repent.
我不是来招罪人，招义人。
Not to call the righteous.
我是来招罪人。
But the sinners.
那耶稣讲这句话的时候。
When Jesus said this statement.
我好像他把人类分成两种。
As if he divided men into two categories.
一种叫做义人。
One called righteous man.
一种叫做罪人。
One called sinners.
那这两种中间，耶稣呢只有招一种人。
These two categories, God only called one category.
所以他说我不是来招。
So he said, "I'm not going to call the righteous man, but the sinners I call."
如果你这样解释的话
，So if you to interpret this way,
你就把耶稣的观念跟保罗的观念把它对冲化。
So that you are antagonistic with this view of Paul and Jesus.
因为保罗说，世人都什么？犯了罪
，because Paul said all men have sinned,
都犯了罪
，all men have sinned,
亏缺了上帝的
，fall short of the glory of God.
但耶稣基督说
，but Jesus said,
世人中间有罪人有义人
，in the world there are sinners and righteous men.
我来不是来招义人
，I'm coming not to call the righteous,
我是来招罪人
，but call the sinners,
呼召他们悔改
，to call them to repent.
耶稣说人有两种。
Two categories of man.
保罗说人有一种。
But Paul said only one.
耶稣说有义人有罪人。
Jesus said there's a righteous.
保罗说全世界都是罪人。
Paul said the whole world is sinners.
哪一个对啊？
Who is right?
你们都变成哑巴了今天了、啊、你们现在不敢回答了。So、哪一个对啊？
Who is right?
啊，保罗对不对啊？
Is Paul right?
对不对？
Is he right?
如果你说保罗对，好像说。耶稣错，所以你不敢答，对不对？保罗对不对？世人都犯了罪，对不对？
The whole world have sinned, is Paul right?
那耶稣对不对？
But is Jesus right too?
所以保罗也对，
right.
耶稣也对，
Jesus right?
都对，怎么答都对。
All are right.
两个都对。
Both are right.
耶稣对，保罗也对。
Jesus right, Paul is right too.
那么耶稣所分的是什么意思呢？
What is the category that Jesus divided?
全世界都是罪人。
The whole world is sinners.
但是罪人中间有一些不觉悟自己罪人的，以为自己是义人。
But among all the sinners, there are some who do not realize that they are sinners. They thought they are righteous men.
那些人就没有资格领受耶稣的呼召。
So these people are not qualified to be called by God.
如果一个病人
，If a sick man
知道他是病
，know that he is sick，
知道他有很重的病
，know that he is very ill，
他就深深感到他需要一个医生。
He truly feels that he needs doctors.
如果一个病人完全不觉悟到他有病
，If a sick man doesn't need that he doesn't feel that he's sick，
你怎么劝他找医生也没有用。
No matter how you ask him to go and see doctors, it's no use.
因为他说我好好的嘛
，Say I'm good, I'm well.I have no sickness.
问题是，以为自己没有病的人，是不是真的没有病呢？
The problem is those who deem that they are not sinners, are they truly, those are not sick people, are they truly sick people?
Those who does not realize that they have the sickness, are they truly no sickness?
那些不知道自己是生病的人，真的是没有生病吗？
是不是？
不一定。Not necessarily.
有许多自以为没有生病的人，病特别重。
There are people who thought that they are not sick, but yet they are very seriously sick.
病到连知道自己病都没有知道，连知道都有病。
So serious until they do not even know that they're sick.
连他的知识都有病。
Even their knowledge is sick.
这完全不知道自己的罪。
There are people who totally do not know they're sinners.
耶稣所讲的义人是指那个自以为义的人。
The self-conceived righteous man.
现在请你注意跟我下一句话。
Now pay attention to this.
自以为义的罪是比所有的罪更大的罪。
The self-conceived righteousness is bigger than those who know they are sinners.
The sin of self-righteousness is bigger than any biggest sin. 大家说自以为义的罪是比最大的罪还更大的罪。因为自以为义的人他就没有谦卑的心来到上帝面前。
Because those who are self-righteous don't have a humility heart to come before God.
所以耶稣基督说
That's why Jesus said,
我来不是召这种人。
I come not to call these kind of people.
只要你认为你是没有罪的。
If you think that you are sinless,
你就没有资格得罪耶稣基督。
You are not qualified to have the grace of God.
只要你认为你自己是义人。
If you thought that you are righteous,
耶稣的救恩就与你无份了。
Jesus grace have no share with you.
所以那些自以为有罪的人
Those who thought that they are sinners,
他们才需要
Then they need to be justified.
真正就有罪的人
Those who truly understand that they are sinners,
他们才来到耶稣基督的
面前 They will come to Jesus.
谁可以控告上帝所拣选的
Who can bring justice against those who are called?
控告他
You bring justice
因为他有罪
Because they have sinned.
上帝说我已经称他为义了
God said, I've justified them.
你控告他什么
What do you
accuse him of? 因为他欠多少都欠多少
Because he has so many sins.
上帝说我已经替他付了
God said, I paid for them.
我已经替他付债了
I paid his debt.
你还要来告什么
How come you tell me?
你所告的是从前的事情吗
Why did you prosecute something in the past?
耶稣已经为他死了
Jesus died for them
不我告他现在的事情
He said I'm accusing what they do now
现在问题来了
The question
耶稣是为我们过去的罪死
Jesus died for our past sin
有没有为我们现在的罪死呢
Did he die also for our present sin?
有没有为我们将来的罪死呢
Did he die also for our future sin?
我再问你一次
One more time
耶稣是为我们过去犯的罪死
Jesus died for our past sin,
或者为现在所犯的罪死
or for the sin that we commit now,
或者耶稣也为我们将要犯的罪而死
or even for the sin we are going to commit in the future.
哪一种啊
Which one?
啊，哪一种啊？三种都有啊。
All the three.
过去、现在、将来。
Past, present, and future.
如果耶稣只为我们过去的罪而死
，Jesus only died for our past sin.
没有为我们将来的罪而死的话
，Not for the sin of the future.
那我们一定要等死以前一秒钟信耶稣才安全。
That is safer than we die than many before we die.
就不会再犯罪了。
Then we will not sin again.
所以魔鬼用这个办法常常使基督徒莫名其妙。
So many times Satan used this one to confuse us.
我十七岁得救以后呢
？At age of 17 when I was saved,
我就掉在这个很困难的这个灵性的混乱中间。
I fell in this confusion in spirituality.
因为我得救了
，I'm saved.
我再犯罪了
，I sin again.
那糟糕了
，So
我就没有赎罪祭了
，There is no atonement for me.
所以我哭得不得了
，So I suffer so much.
我很羡慕那些还没有信耶稣的人
，I admire those who are not Christian yet.
因为他们还有得救的可能
，Because there is still possibility for them.
我曾经得救又跌倒了
，I've been saved. I've fallen.
我已经没有机会了
，There's no.
我已经没有赎罪祭了。后来我就羡慕，为什么不要等快要死以前一秒钟，主啊，上面我一人就死掉了。
So I say, why don't I wait until the last minute when I die, then I believe in Jesus?
如果我死以前一秒钟
，just a minute before
我才认罪的话
，I die,
所有的罪都洗清洁了
，all my sins are cleansed,
马上进天堂
，then immediately I go to heaven,
那就非常有把握了
，I'm very sure,
永远没有再玷污的可能
，there's no possibility for me to blemish.
后来我们在圣经里面慢慢看出来了
，later on in the Bible I study,
我们的主的宝血。
The blood of Jesus Christ
永远的功效
Forever there is an effect
所以他知道你以后的软弱是什么
Because you know our future weaknesses
他的死不但为你过去犯的罪
His death only for our passion
为你一生一世足够恩典给你用
But enough grace for a whole life for us
当然这不是说我们可以继续不断犯罪
But,
因为他已经 为我们预备了将来的救赎
But it doesn't mean that he prepared for our future salvation that we can continue to sin
一个人真正的救没有
A one whether he is truly saved or not
有一个记号可以看出来
There's a sign we can see
就是他爱惜为他死所流的血
They take treasure for the blood we shed for his behalf
真正 爱惜耶稣基督为他死的这件事实。
He treasured this fact that Christ Jesus died for them.
后天我们都要纪念受难节，对不对
？And after tomorrow we have this Passion Week.
我明天要赶回加加达去。
I will go back to Jakarta tomorrow.
后天早上带领一个2500人的受难节的聚会。
And I will lead an Easter service about 2500 people.
完了再我再到新加坡去。
Then I'll go to Hong Kong.
再带领新加坡另外一场的受难节的聚会。
And another Easter service.
也再飞回加加达去。
And then fly back to Jakarta.
带领礼拜天的这个复活节。
And also the lead the Sunday.
这是我们一年中间最圣洁的受难周。
This is the most holy Passion Week.
因为基督的死跟基督的复活。
Because Christ's death, Christ's resurrection.
福音的两大支柱。
The two pillars of salvation.
基督如没有死。
If Christians are not dead,
我们的罪不得赦免。
Our sins will not be forgiven.
基督如果没有复活。
If Christ did not resurrect,
我们不可能被称义。
We cannot be justified.
基督如果没有死。
If Christ did not die,
神的愤怒不能被撤销。
God's wrath cannot be erased.
基督如果没有复活。
If Christ did not resurrect,
我们的永恒中间没有盼望。
In eternity, we have no hope.
基督如果没有死。
If Christ did not die,
我们的咒诅不能被除掉。
Our curse cannot be taken away.
基督没有复活。
If Christ did not resurrect,
我们有永生在我们的身上。
We do not have eternal life in us.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
基督死。
Christ died,
基督复活
resurrected.
我们罪赦免了
Our sins are forgiven.
这是消极的方面
This passively
基督复活
Christ resurrected.
我们的义可以领受了
So we can receive the righteousness
我们领受上帝的义
We receive God's righteousness
称义就包含两方面的因素
So justification has two aspects
第一方面的因素是消极的方面
What is the passive one?
也就是不把我们再当作罪人来看待
That it will no more deem dealt with as a sinner
We are not counted as a sinner anymore
We are no more counted as a sinner
我们不再被算为是罪人
No more as a sinner
上帝不看我们是罪人
God doesn't count as a sinner
因为所有的罪被洗净了
Because all sins have been forgiven
罪物被洗净了
And also our sins have been cleansed
我们的罪完全被基督所背负去了
And also Christ has taken away all our sins
上帝的羔羊
Behold the Lamb of God
除去世人罪孽的
Taken away all our sins
我们不再是罪人
No more we are counted as sinner
这个是消极的
This passively speaking
但是称义不单单的消极的一部分
But justification is not only something with passion
称义还有更积极的一部分
Also actively
是上帝的义借着基督的复活加在我们的身上
God's righteousness through the resurrection of Christ is added upon us
我用更简单比喻
Very simply
我脱下肮脏的衣服
I take out this, the dirty clothes
我犯罪的行为
And all my sinful acts
全部解除下来了
All have been taken away
你所有犯罪的衣服都解除下来了
All have been taken away
那你现在不再是罪人了
No more you are sinner
因为罪已经从你的身上被除去了
because sin upon her had been thrown away
所以你现在是义人的
so you are righteous man
now 不算是罪人了
no more a sinner
那第二样是什么呢
the second thing
上帝的义在披在我的身上
God's righteousness is put upon us
那是积极的义
that's a passive one
积极的
one
积极的义
the active one
就是上帝的新生命在我们身上
that God's new life is in us
感谢上帝
praise God
所以这以后呢
after this
你不是欠罪的债去过奴仆的生活
You are no more indebted to sin and lead a life of sin
你是靠着义的生命宣布神的真理
But with a life of righteousness you admire the truth of God
魔鬼的控告在你身上不能起作用
So the charges of the Satan will not come to any effect
控告你
When he accuse you
你对他说
You say
我过去的罪都已经被洗净了
My past sin has been cleansed
我未来的生活 圣灵引导我
My future life the Holy Spirit guides
我虽然还在犯罪的环境中间
Even though I've seen the conditions
我虽然还有许多罪性的缠绕
There's still many entanglement of sinful nature
但我要靠着圣灵的引导
Through the guidance of the Holy Spirit
靠着真理的力量
Through the power of the truth
靠着新生命的里面的运作
And through the working of the new life
我活出基督的样式
I live the image of God
所以这句圣经告诉我们
So this passage tells us
有谁可以控告上帝所拣选的
Who can bring charges against those that God has elected?
因为有上帝称他们为义了
Because God has justified them
接下去在一个中性的问题出来了
Then there's a neutral question
我们有一个大的问题
There's a big question here
有什么话可以说呢
What can we say that?
大问题中有几个中的问题
And within this big question there are a few middle questions
谁能控告他们
Who can accuse them?
接下去
And then
谁能定他们的罪呢
Who can condemn them?
撒旦可以定我们的罪吗
Can the Satan condemn us?
不能
No
为什么呢
Why?
有基督都已经死了
Because Christ had died
而且从死里面的复活
And resurrected too
现今坐在上帝的右边
Now seated on the right hand side of God
也替我们祈求
Intercede for us
所以这样过去的事已经过去
So things as past is past
过去的事过去的罪赦免了以后呢
The past sin has been forgiven
现在前面的道路怎么样走呢
Now what's the future way
就是他坐在父的右边
He is now seated on the right hand side of God
替我们祈求
Interceding for us
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters
你要记得
You must remember.
每一次定罪的事情来到的时候。
Every time when condemnation comes.
控告的事情来到的时候。
When accusation comes.
诱惑的事情来到的时候。
Temptation comes.
你不要看四周围。
Do not look around.
你要看上面。
Look at God.
你只有一条路。
Only one way for you.
Look upward.
向上看。
不是 look around.
不是四周围看，
你看你四周你一定失败。
If you look around, you fall.
你看你自己，你一定失败的。
When you look at yourself, you fall.
当你看上去的时候
，When you look upward,
你看见什么呢
？What do you see?
看见那一位曾经为你死了的耶稣基督。
See Jesus who died for you in the past.
举着有钉痕的手，现在活着为你祷告。
With a nail pierced hand, he prayed for us.
感谢上帝
，Praise God.
这个祷告的时候。
This if a praying hand
是曾经为我们钉过的时候
has been nailed for us
为我们穿过洞的时候
and pierced for us
为我们流出宝血的时候
shed the blood for us
现在这双手正在父的右边为我们代求
Now this pair of hands beside God is praying for us
当你看到这一份的爱的时候
When you see this love
你的力量一定重新振作起来
Your strength will be now strengthened
你不能再跟你过去的犯罪的行为继续过惯那种犯罪的生活。
No more will you continue in habit of sin.
你只能对主说。
You can only say but Christ.
主啊
，Lord，
因为你这样爱我。
Because you love me so much.
你这样为我死。
You died for me.
你从死里复活。
You resurrected.
为我战胜魔鬼。
And also overcome Satan.
为我升上高天。
And also you've ascended.
为我坐在父的右边。
And seated on the right side of the Father.
继续不断的祷告。
And interceding for me.
我岂可继续犯罪
？How can I continue to sin?
我岂可再叫你的心伤痛
？How can I grieve your heart?
这就是这节圣经要告诉我们的事情。
And that is the meaning of this passage.
有谁能控告我们
？Who can bring justice against us?
没有人可以控告。
No one.
为什么呢
？Why?
按地位而论
Positionally speaking
我们已经成义了
We are already
有谁可以我们定我们的罪呢
Who can condemn us?
没有办法
No way
因为按现在的进行来说
According to progress now
主为我们代求
Christ interceding for us
继续不断代求
Continue interceding for us
继续不断祷告
Continue to pray for us
这个祷告
This praying
这个代求
This interceding
成了感动我们最大的力量
Become the greatest power to touch us
感谢上帝
Praise God
当彼得没有犯罪以前
Peter before he fell
耶稣基督知道他要失败
Jesus knew that he will be weak
耶稣基督爱他
Jesus loved him
不是因为他好
Not because he's good
耶稣基督爱他
Jesus loved him
知道他有许多的软弱
Not that he many weaknesses
许多的失败
Many weaknesses
甚至知道他要几次否认耶稣
Even knowing how many times you deny him
所以彼得彼得
Peter Peter
当鸡叫两次以前
Peter got close
你要三次否认我
Three times you deny me
你看可怜不可怜
So pitiful
鸡才叫两次他会叫三次
And this the cow will crow only twice but he has to be three times
你要三次否认我
Three times you deny me
一个人重复犯一种罪到第三次的时候心会硬起来
A person would repeat the sin the same sin he had in his heart
你第一次说谎的时候
The first time when you lie
你的良心跳得很厉害
Your heart bounds
我为什么讲不真的话
Pums, How can I lie
但你讲完了以后呢
After that
你感到很好啊
If it's good
没有事啊
Nothing happened
因为我说谎环境更平安了
Because I lie I find more peaceful
第二次陷入危险的时候
The second time when you are in the same sin
你再说谎的时候
When you lie again
你说不要紧嘛
You say never mind
神的刑罚也没来到
God's the judgment never comes
别人就没有发现
No one believe this
我自己变成不会像过去那样不平安的
So I would not have no peace in my
heart 可能这是上帝许可我度过难关所用的办法
Maybe God used this way to allow me to pass through this difficulty
所以你自己自意自己犯罪
So you rationalize your own sinning
到第三次困难更大的时候
When the third time when the difficulty comes
你已经习惯两次犯罪了
You're habitual in twice
第三次更勇敢的说谎
The third time more bravely you lie
彼得的情形就是
The same thing with Peter
彼得彼得
Peter Peter
你要三次否认
Three times you deny me
鸡叫两次以前
Before cross twice
你三次否认我
Three times you deny me
什么意思呢
What do you mean
不必等太阳上升
No need to wait for
the sun rises 就是现在到明天早上
From now until next day
就是这几个钟头里面
These few hours
你就要三次否认
But three times you deny me
彼得怎么回答呢
How did
不可能
It's impossible
不可能反对你
I cannot go against
我不可能否认你
It's not possible I deny you
我这么爱你
I love you so much
门徒都知道我是最前锋的
All the person know that I'm
我是最勇敢的
I'm the bravest
主啊我告诉你
Lord I tell you
你一定要 要相信我。
You must believe me.
主耶稣要彼得相信耶稣，彼得要耶稣相信彼得。
And so Jesus want Peter to believe him.
我告诉你，你要相信我。
Believe me.
就是为你的名缘故。
Even for your sake.
我进到监牢。
I'm in prison.
就是死。
Even dying.
我也甘愿。
I'm willing.
难道你为我说谎吗
？You think I'm lying?
那在这里就变成了这个橙色与西方之间的争斗。
So now we see the lie and honesty now fight against each other.
这个是 context of the honest true honesty.那到底耶稣是诚实的，或者彼得是诚实的
？I'm sorry, the content of true honesty, Jesus' honesty and Peter's honesty.
彼得当然认为我是很诚实的。
Peter would think that he's honest.
我是跟随你的。
I follow you.
我立志跟随你到底。
I make my mind to follow you.
就是进监牢我也跟随你。
Even to be in prison, I'm willing.
但耶稣基督是绝对不可能说谎的。
But Christ absolutely he will not lie.
耶稣说
，When Jesus said,
我实实在在告诉你
，Truly, truly, I tell you.
鸡叫两次以
前 ，Before the cock crows twice.
你要三次否认。
You deny me three times.
彼得说什么呢？不可能的。
Peter said, not possible.
不是这样
，not possible.
所以他的意思，耶稣你错了，我对了。
He said, Jesus, you're wrong, I'm right.
那我是诚实的
，I'm honest.
耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你。
Jesus said, truly, I tell you.
耶稣也是诚实的
，Jesus also is honest.
彼得也是诚实的
，Peter also is honest.
那么诚实反抗诚实
，So honest contesting honest.
就变成诚实跟西。西方之间的对斗，对不对？
Within the contesting of this honest,
罗马书第三章告诉我们的，
只有
神是真实的
，Only God is true，
人都是虚幻的
，All men's a lie。
那耶稣有没有说，你为什么跟我斗？你比我更厉害
？And did Jesus say that why you fight against me？
如果我们站在耶稣那个地步
，If we were in the position of Jesus，
你到底什么人欺侮是？你敢跟我讲
？Who are you? You dare to say me in this manner？
你知道我是谁？耶稣
？Who am I? Jesus？
你什么书啊？
Who are you?
我是耶稣，你知道吗
？I'm Jesus.
上帝的独生子，道成肉身
，the word becoming
到世界上来，世人的救主。
And the savior of all mankind.
你不过是加利的义父，你跟着讲什么
？You're only but a fisher.
闭口，不要讲话。
Keep silent. Shut up.
耶稣有没有这样讲呢
？Did Jesus say that?
耶稣在这种时刻里面，耶稣是让步的。
In this moment, Jesus retreat.
这是很伟大的领袖。
It's great leader.
有许多伟大的领袖。
There are many great leaders.
看见下面的乱来的时候
，When see people in a mess,
他不必责备他。
He doesn't rebuke.
他等他自己。
He'll wait for them to
answer. 耶稣已经说了
，Jesus said,
你一定否认我。
You will deny me.
彼得说，我一定不否认。
Peter said, No, I will not.
辩论结束了。
So that's a conclusion of an ending of the debate.
等时间来证明吧。
Wait for time to prove it.
彼得以为自己是门徒里面最刚强的。
Peter thought that he's the strongest amongst all disciples.
耶稣说不是的。
Jesus said, No.
你会跌倒的。
You will fall.
你会软弱的。
You will be weak.
耶稣否定彼得。
And Jesus denied the Peter.
彼得肯定自己。
Peter affirmed himself.
耶稣否定彼得。
And Jesus denied Peter.
他说耶稣讲一句话。
And then he said,
我为你祷告。
I will pray for you.
你撒旦要塞你们像塞麦子。
Satan will sieve you like wheat.
我已经为你祷告。
But I pray for you.
你坚固以后。
After you
你回头以后
when you return,
你要坚固你的弟兄
you must strengthen your brothers.
亲爱的弟兄
My dear brothers,
耶稣这句话给我们一个保证
this statement is just come,
就是
sworn for us.
不但为你过去的罪付了代价
Not only he paid the price for your passion
他为你将要犯的罪也付了代价
Even the sin you are going to commit he will pay the price
主的爱就是如此
Such is the love of Jesus
他知道你过去很多的罪
He knew all the sins in the past
他也知道你以后还会再犯
Even he knows in the future you will sin again
Peter, 你会否认我的
？You will deny me.
门徒们
，and all the apostles
要被塞
，they will see.
撒旦要塞你们
，they want to see you
像塞麦子一样
，like wheat.
但是我已经为你祷告
，but I prayed for you，
使你不至于跌倒
，so that you will not fall.
亲爱的弟兄
，my dear brothers and sisters，
有基督为我们死了
，Christ has died for us.
有基督为我们舍命了
，Christ has paid his life.
这一位基督
，this Christ，
不是单单为我们过去的罪付代价的基督
，not he paid the price for our passion，
为我们一生一世走永生的道路而付代价
，but that。In our way that we walk in eternal life, He paid the price for us.
感谢上帝
Praise God.
保罗写这一段圣经的时候
When Paul wrote this passage,
无论他有意识或没有意识
Whether consciously or unconsciously,
神正在预备他的手
God is preparing His hand,
写一些伟大的东西
To write something great,
来坚固将要受大患难的罗马的基督
To strengthen the Roman Christian who is about to go through tribulation.
保罗写完这封信以后
When Paul has written this letter,
过几年
a few years later,
第一次大逼迫就在罗马
the first persecution come to Rome,
保罗就被砍头
Paul was beheaded,
许多基督徒被杀了
many Christians were killed,
许多基督徒变成火柱一样的被火烧起来来点燃王宫花园 里面的夜景。
Many Christians were burned like a candle to lighten up the gardens of the emperor.
保罗无论意识不意识
，no matter Paul is conscious or not，
神正在预备他。
God is preparing him。
所以这一段的圣经
，so this passage，
先把永世的计划
，had talk about eternal plan first，
上帝的主权
，God's sovereignty，
预定从拣选
，predestination and election，
奠定了以后
，after we confirm，
再加上基督徒的保障
，and add to our assurance as a Christian，
没有人可以与上帝强辩
，no one can go against you。
没有人可以控告我们
no one can,
没有人可以定我们的罪
no one can condemn us.
使基督徒有一个永世的一种保障
so they have an eternal assurance.
完了以后
After that,
接下去
and then,
下个礼拜我们要思想
Next week we'll ponder.
圣徒在那个时代受的苦难是多么的多重
The saint at that time how much persecution they gone through
从各方面而来
from all aspects it comes
亲爱的弟兄们
My dear brothers and sisters
如果连撒旦在神的控告在神面前的控告都不能成就
even Satan's accusation before God cannot accomplish anything
撒旦在教会中间给我们的定罪也不能成立
then the condemnation coming from Satan in the church also were not worth anything
那么这世界所有加在我们身上的苦难有什么样可以使我们与上帝的爱隔绝
so then all the suffering that come from the world to us how can it sever us from God
所以这个整个架构是从预定论开始
so all this structure comes from predestination
不是从基督徒每天所遇到的困难开始
not with the starting point of our suffering daily
归正神学
reform theology
跟今天极端灵恩派的思想不同的地方在哪
as a different kind of extreme charismatic today
只有极端灵恩派的思想
Extreme charismatic
每天讲一些四周世界上的这些事情
Every day they talk about things in the world
你感到很实际啊
you say really
这就我是需要啊
It's what I need
他们不会提到预定的问题
They won't talk about predestination
他们不提到拣选的问题
about election
他们不提到神永恒计划的问题
Because it's in the plan
他们就天天面对每天的困难的问题
They were talking about sufferings in the world today
所以吸引很多人以为这是与我切切相关的事情
So they thought that they are so relevant to us
神的预定
But God predestination
神的拣选永远的计划跟我们今天的生活到底有什么关系呢
today's, life, what relationship has?
所以许多的人把这两种不同的讲法呢完全看作是没有多大的关系的
so these two kind of preaching people say that they're not related
那我告诉你
I tell you,
请你注意
pay attention
我们的讲座
our seminar
我们的讲道
our preaching
要你深深思想
want you to think deeply
绞尽脑子的挣扎
Then very difficult and struggle with the mind.
想通了以后呢
？When you thought through all these things,
你明白了
？You understand?
你是坦然无惧
？You have no fear.
每天在社会面对各样的困难都不惧怕。
Every day in the society, the life we face difficulty, you're not afraid.
你明白我的意思
？You understand?
但是普通的这种这个比较现世的神学
，But this kind of preaching which is more practical,
它不一样的
，It's different.
你拜一到拜六坐得半死。
And from Monday to Saturday, you work so hard, you suffer so much.
礼拜天来听到的时候来睡觉。
On Sunday, you come to relax.
来敬拜赞美。
To sing praises.
来麻醉。
And to numb yourself.
来安慰。
To comfort yourself.
安好。
Good.
感谢。
Praise God.
在主里有安息。
And then in God we rest.
要拜一到拜六又在苦的半死。
Monday to Saturday, you work hard again.
礼拜天再来安息。
You come to be comforted again.
拜一到拜六在苦的半死。
And you suffer again.
礼拜天再来安息。
On Sunday you come to be comforted again.
我们的是这样吗？不是。
Is that our life?
你每次听我讲道的时候。
No. Every time we listen to my preaching.
要你想的半死。
You want to think hard.
要你里面挣扎的半死。
Struggle in your mind.
到最挣扎，哇，肩膀难不听了就走了。
And after it's just too hard for me, you don't listen anymore.
我再听，哦，明白。
I say I want to wait and listen. 原来如此。
哦，明白了。以后呢，面对困难的时候
，So when in the future you face difficulty, never mind.
不要紧
，Never mind.
拜一到拜六安息
，And you rest on Monday to Saturday.
礼拜天再来挣扎
，And on Sunday you struggle again.
也拜一到拜六再去安息
，And Monday to Saturday,
就像我今天的生活一样
，Like my life.
你加给我五倍的工作，我也不紧张。
You add to me fivefold of work, I will not be nervous.
平常的人做我的工作一定死的。
If ordinary people would do my work, they will fight and die.
你一年要讲400次道。
400 times you got to preach in a year.
教神学课程260个钟头。
And 260 hours you teach in a school.
你还要解答问题几十次。
And also answer questions.
还有许多其他的工作要做。
Many other ministries.
还有教会的事务。
Church matter.
我下面的几百个同工。
I have hundreds of co-workers.
我如果要死早就疯死了
If I want to die, I will go mad
早就死了早就发疯了
I've died,
但是感谢上帝因为神的道
But because of God's word,
永世的计划
It's in the plan of God
预定 拣选神的保守都明白了以后呢
I understand all this.
我就站在这里
I'll stand here.
你要讲什么
What do you want to say?
你要控告我吗
Are you accusing me?
你要定我的罪吗
Condemn me?
Why not?
No.
有神称我为义
God justify me.
你要定我的罪吗
And accuse me?
有基督为我死
Christ died for me.
有爱我的上帝
And God who loves me.
谁能使我与上帝的爱隔绝
Who can severe my relationship with God?
亲爱的弟兄
My dear brothers and sisters.
只有这种在神的道里面挣扎过的人
Only those who struggle through the word of God.
在神的真理来龙去脉完全思想的透彻的人
Fully understand the word of God.
他稳若泰山面对各样的困难
He stand as firm as a mountain.
感谢上帝
Praise God.
所以保罗这个架构你要注意。
So this structure of Paul, you have to pay attention.
先从神的拣选。
It comes from God's
election. 神的预定。
God's predestination.
基督的救赎。
God's salvation.
基督的死。
His death.
基督的复活。
His resurrection.
基督的赦罪。
His
称义。
Justification.
才讲到你受的苦难。
And then talk about
your suffering. 无论是生是死是刀剑是饥饿是贫穷是赤身裸体这些次要的事情是可以用安息以后的心灵面对
all this secondary suffering, we can use a heart of rest to face all this.
今天晚上
tonight,
你一定要学会这个次序
You must learn this order.
先抓住神的拣选
catch all of the election.
抓住神的保守
is
抓住神永有的应许
is eternal promise.
抓住在神里面永恒的永生的地位
is eternal position that gives us
永生的把握
with eternal assurance.
看今生的困难
with to see all suffering in the world.
你就看没有什么可怕的事情
nothing to be frightened.
Amen.感谢上帝
Praise God
今天你做基督的困难在哪里呢
Where is the difficulty
天天看困难困难困难
Every day you see difficulty
今天找这个牧师明天找那个牧师
So you go and see all 我
们找来找去才知道牧师也很多困难
You see the pastor also their own difficulty
所以你也难我也难大家难在一起变成一大堆难民做礼拜
So everybody has a difficulty to come together in a congregation
不是的不是的
No
我们的主
Our Lord
是得胜的主
He's a victorious one
Amen我们的主
Our Lord,
是受受过苦的主
is the one who has suffered before.
Amen. 我们的主是曾经为我们受过各样的试探各样的逼迫各样的苦各样的死在他身上运行到最后他以复活的大能把新的生命赐给我们的主
Our Lord upon him all suffering has gone through and worked through and he died he resurrected so that he is the victorious God
感谢上帝
Praise God
如果我要坐下听道
If I were to sit there and listen
我喜欢听哪一种人讲道
What kind of preacher I like best?
我喜欢听那些自己身经百战，怎样的困难都曾经细细思想挣扎过来，然后把得胜的经验告诉我的那种人讲。
Those who have gone through sufferings and have come out with victory and tell me the process.
然后他再把挑战给我，叫我又愿意勇敢面对各样的困难去为主征战。这种的讲道我要听
and the one who will issue challenge to me so that I work hard for the Lord I like to listen to this preaching
我不喜欢听的是什么道呢
I don't like what kind of preaching
平安平安
peace be with you
你信主什么事都没有
all things are well when you believe in
Christ 你到主面前来享受平安
you come to God to enjoy peace
我不要听那样的道
I don't like this preaching
特别那些嘴里有咬的就说平安平安的嘴里有都咬的他就说平安平安
I expect those who have something to buy they'll say peace with you
那是假先知所带来的假平安
the false peace of a false prophet
耶稣基督说
Jesus said
你们在世界有苦难
in the world you have suffering
在我里面有平安
but in me you have peace
因为我胜过了世界
because I've
他自己经历苦难
suffering. He has gone through
他胜苦难
he'll be victorious.
然后他才讲这个话给我们
and then he said this to us
Amen 不但如此
not only so
保罗说我实实在告诉你
Truly I tell you
你为主立志尽前度日
You want to make up your mind to have a holy life
你一定要受逼迫
You will be persecuted
耶稣基督说
Jesus said
你为义一定要受逼迫
For the sake of righteousness you will be persecuted
你不必惧怕
Don't be afraid
因为从前的先知
Because the prophet in the past
也曾经遭受同样的苦
Also have gone through the same suffering
你要欢喜快乐
You must rejoice
在苦难中间快乐
In suffering you rejoice
在逼迫中间快乐
In persecution you joy
你们的赏赐在天上是大的
Because there's the reward big enough
这种基督徒的得胜
The victory of this kind of Christian
不是没有遇到苦难的得胜
It's not that the victory coming without any suffering
是苦难中间的喜乐
But in suffering they rejoice
苦难中间的得胜
In suffering they are victorious
因为他已经胜过了各样的挣扎
Because they have gone through all struggles
所以所有的控告他不怕
So all accusation he doesn't care
所有的定罪他不怕
All condemnation he doesn't care
因那些控告我们的
Because he who condemn us
那些定罪我们的
You accuse us
他们有一天在神面前受定罪
One day before God, you'll be condemned.
所以我们不必惧怕。
So we don't be afraid.
基督既然赦免我们
，Since Christ has forgiven us.
基督既然为我们死了
，Die for us.
基督既然为我们在父面前祷告
，Since before God, he intercede for us.
他要永远担保我们
，Eternally he assures us.
继续不断为我们祷告
，Continue to pray for us.
我们的心看到基督这样的爱
，Our heart when we see such the love of Jesus Christ.
我们受激励。
We are so constrained.
我们受感动
We are so touched.
我们就好好过得胜的生活
So we live a victorious life.
使我们的主也可以喜乐
So our God also will rejoice.
愿上帝赐福给我们
May God bless us.